Welcome to this very short edition of TV Campfire Podcast. I got a chance to talk to Mr. Anthony Stewart Head, who will be starring in a new show called Free Agents. He's reprising his role that he played in the UK series that only ran for six episodes. So sit back and enjoy. I am very excited. It's cool that one of us is excited.
No, I'm excited too.
Well, I guess my first question is, what is it like coming back to U.S. television?
It's hugely enjoyable, I have to say. I'm very, very fortunate that I've come back into the fold on a production that's similar. I mean, Joss is Joss, but a similar kind of production company, caring, sharing, very open-minded. My breath is taken away by the fact that, you know, NBC, as this huge corporation, they're actually being extremely open-minded and very caring about the show. We'll see how it goes down the road. but it's, you know, we're about seven episodes in, and all their notes are extremely on the money. They get the show. They're not trying to force it to be something else. And it's got a, you know, it has a really, really great vibe about it. And it's, as I say, I'm very, very fortunate. On American television in something. And I always care about what I do. I always care about, you know, what I'm attached to, obviously. And I, you know, you rise to whatever challenges you're given. And it's really nice when the challenge doesn't have to be, you know, you don't want to go into work. And I'm, you know, every day I really look forward to going into work, which is it's a nice thing. It's all you can ask, really.
What's it like, I guess, getting back to comedy, because you've been doing some dramas recently, so.
I have. I've always tried to sort of change things up and keep people guessing as, you know, to what I do. This is probably the sort of the closest to out-and-out comedy I've done. I mean, even when I was doing Little Britain, I was straight man, although people kept, you know, for some strange reason, thought I was very funny in it. I just tried the line, and then David wanted to sort of make something funny out of it. This is, it's hugely enjoyable to be able to do, you know, that's what people say, you know, what do I prefer stage or film or TV, or, you know, and I say, this is the only job I can think of that you actually get a choice to do so many things. You know, even when you do voiceovers, it's like it's a completely different tool you're using. You know, I find it fascinating. And the thing I love about comedy is it's, you know, there's no hard and fast rule. It's instinctive. And I love the fact that, you know, you can feel when something works and when it doesn't work, and you sort of, you can say, can we try this? And they'll say, can we try, you know, it makes it a great journey. And I think I've never done, you know, three camera sort of audience stuff, and of course I have with Little Britain and a couple of other sort of guest spots that I've done. But the thing I like about doing it with single camera shoot, like Free Agents, is the fact that you can throw in a number of options, and it's not what you should, you know, it's not like that's the one take. You give them several choices, and they give you choices to work with them. So, you know, whatever works best will then find its way to the cut.
Well,
so it's a voyage of exploration. It's quite fun.
I was wondering, since this is a remake and you're reprising your character, are you approaching this as like a continuation, or are you doing a completely different take on the character?
It's not. not a remake. It's as they said early on, it's you know, the original show with this small, perfectly formed, critically acclaimed gem, which they've taken as a jumping off place. So they haven't tried to recreate something. They've taken the essence of it and allowed it to grow. So they've added some more characters. They've changed the workplace to something to corporate PR, where they're, you know, they're dealing with damage control on a day-to-day basis, while trying to go failing miserably to damage control their own relationship. And consequently, my character, I still provide the same role, which is basically the in this sort of glass fishbowl that they that we all work in, and they're trying to resolve their relationship under the scrutiny of everybody that they work with. I am that person who has an extreme take on relationships, on sexual partners, on free and liberal use of sex. consequently, it throws them for a loop. They never quite know where I'm coming from. As I said, I still provide the same dynamic, and by and large, I am the same. I'm playing the same character. I originally decided that in order for this sort of in-your-face kind of unacceptable behaviour to work and not just to be a dirty old man, there's an innocence about him and a naivety and a sort of a very schoolboy charm about him. The fact that he's, he is one of those guys who sort of has no problem talking about sex, and most of it is probably made up in his head. And it's not boast, it's just, this is the way I think. And consequently, because it has a naive charm, I hope, it's acceptable. And funny. And not just,
Well, one quick question, because I'm slightly off book, which is the fact that we in America have only seen season 3 of Merlin. So you being on this show, does that mean you're no longer on Merlin?
No, it means that basically I've always had an extremely, the guys on Merlin have been very generous to me and to Richard. We've both been able to do stuff outside of the show, and it works around it. I'm still part of the team. But as the numbers, basically the knights of the round table, have increased and the story has become more about that, there's less need for Uther in the overall storyline. So it works for me. It works for them.
Oh, that's sad for me. I mean, that's pretty much I watched the show. See, fun Uther stuff. So, all right.
Well, I'll be there, off and on, near here and there, now and again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'll tell everybody about it, and I'll check out your show tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It's on, Wednesday, and it's bizarrely at 10:30, because we are the, we're on the shirt tails of Up All Night, the Christina Applegate. So I think what they're looking to do is, if you aren't into, X Factor and Simon Cowell, and you're looking for something that will make you think and laugh, then the new Comedy Hour on NBC. But tomorrow they're putting us after the final of America's Got Talent.
Okay.
So we get a good lead in. We'll see. see how we go.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.